instead of those morons I work with.
I didn't say that a lot. I just said I really like when she comes in.
I know what's going on.
I get her. She's cool.
But the Totem Books and the Flint Institute of Arts is inviting you to attend a pop-up lecture about a design book. Basically, it's called Design for Hi-Fi Living, and it looks back at the designs on LP covers, vinyl LP covers, from the 50s and early 60s. And one of the authors is Flint native Janet Borgerson. She's on the phone with us here on the hotline. Good morning, Janet.
Hi, gang.
Where are you calling from, by the way?
I'm up in Traverse City.
Oh, okay. Yeah, couldn't stand the water in Flint, huh?
So, Michael Moore's up here drinking it, so I figured it was safe.
Yeah, okay, that's a good example right there. So you co-authored this book with Jonathan Schroeder, right? He is also a Flint native, correct?
Yes, sir.
And tell me a little bit about the overall idea for the book. What's this all about? How did it start? Where did it get its birth?
Well, I mean, we both have had records since we were little. I had my dad bringing me Rubber Soul and the Monkees from a Smith Bridgman store, and Jonathan and I both went to Rockarola, and we bought records at Ace in downtown Flint. And, you know, that was sort of the typical rock and roll, Peter Gabriel, high school kind of stuff. And I don't know, later on, I started going to St. Vincent de Paul to avoid studying, and Jonathan was going to record stores and different places, and we started looking at the covers kind of independently. And then when we got together years later, we're like, oh, look at my amazing record with the, you know, the burrow on the cover. And I'm like, well, look at this wild record. The woman is like bursting out of cellophane. What's that about? And we started collecting crazy record covers.
And there are a lot of them. And they kind of reflect,
oh my God.
And they reflect the era, do they not? In style and design, and maybe some of the era's style and design came off of what they saw on LP covers, am I right?
Well, I suppose people could have modeled themselves off the favorite album cover. I think that's very likely. We think people did learn things from these record covers.
So what did you find? I mean, I know that, and I'm thinking back to my father's record collection in the 50s and 60s, and I remember there being, there was an album called Taboo, for instance, which was, you know what I'm talking about. It's an album that had a lot of exotic sounds on it, because we started, I think because it was the jet age, we started to discover places beyond our shores, and I think that some of these albums reflected that as well, am I right?
Oh, God, definitely. I mean, half of Design for Hi-Fi Living captures some of these covers. We didn't do so much with Martin Denny because that's so much reproduced, like Barbarian, Taboo. But we found series like Capital of the World or Adventures in Sound, and they had really interesting sounds, really interesting music from all around the world. We were surprised how much of was the rest of the world was available, really, on vinyl during these 50s and early 60s.
I think we were obsessed then, too, with Hawaii, because it became in reach for a lot of people, too. And I think a lot of this stuff maybe had a little bit of that theme. Even, I mean, Elvis even did that Aloha Hawaii album, if I remember right.
Yeah.
Right?
We sort of end up feeling that that the marketing of Hawaii in part happened through these record albums and these record album covers, for example. Hawaiian Airlines or the Matheson line that took people from California over to the Hawaiian Islands, they would launch their own record albums. So maybe Matheson line would have the, you know, the Hulu Singers or something doing a whole album, and they would give them out to people at travel agencies, say, and you could go home, put your Hawaii record on the turntable, listen, get ready for your trip, and then when you came back, you could listen again and have those memories.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
What about, you know, some of the albums, and it may have been a little bit past the 60s, maybe the 70s and stuff, where they started coming out with covers that I remember sitting there and studying the covers, looking for hidden meanings and little, I mean, we know we did that with Sgt. Pepper. I mean, that was like the big thing. You scanned that album cover looking for, you know what I mean? Like, well, what does that
mean?
Or how come that's that way? Why is that upside down?
Right.
Do you guys find some of those? I mean, did you come across more than just what we may already know?
Well, for example, in the Capital of the World series that came from Capitol Records, they have music of the Zulus, music of Cairo, and one of our favorites is Evening in Beirut. And a similar kind of treasure hunt was for me to try to figure out where the photograph was taken from. So we see this vision of Beirut below. Where was it taken from? And that's a really interesting treasure hunt. We found out a lot about the photographer and that part of the city. It seemed to lend a lot of hints to why that might have been taken in that way. So lots of treasures in these covers.
As we play the exotic sounds of Arthur Lyman from Taboo in the background.
We're talking to
Janet Borgerson, one of the co-authors, along with Jonathan Schroeder. They're both Flint natives, of this Design for Hi-Fi Living, the vinyl LP in Mid-Century America. Is a pop-up lecture at the FIA coming up this Saturday at 2 o'clock in the FIA Theater. What will people be hearing from you? What are you guys going to be talking about? Obviously, we've gone over some of that, but what can they expect at this lecture?
Well, one thing we were really interested in was the connection between maybe artwork on our record album covers and artwork at the Flint Institute of Art. So we know that the Flint Institute of Art has paintings by a painter named Al Held and also paintings by Joseph Albers, famous painters. And we have record album covers that have work by those artists. So we're hoping to do a little connecting between what we have in our book and what is in the FIA collection. Hopefully people who are into the FIA and their collection will enjoy that aspect. But we also want people to understand a little bit about the 50s and the 60s through the vinyl covers, because they really are telling a story about the United States and trying to answer questions like, you know, who are we? What's possible for us? So music for gracious living, how to have people over at your house, have food ready, what kind of drinks to serve. Hopefully it'll be fun.
Yeah, I mean, we really ran the gamut when it comes to album covers. Album covers do reflect the culture. I mean, you start to think about it. I'm looking at the cover here with the checkerboard floor covering, you know, the kind